to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode.
So, sales for holidays are coming soon. Yeah, I know. Hey guys, it's me, Emily, your friendly neighborhood designer slash podcaster who loves talking about her business all the time. And today we are going to be talking about holiday sales. Like, is your business ready for the holiday sales coming up at the end of next month? Yeah, I know. Next month. It seems like an eternity away, but it's not. So, hey guys, if y'all didn't know, we have the holiday season coming up. It literally starts a month from today. Because this episode goes up on Monday, October 28th. And Thanksgiving, the official start of holiday sales, starts November 28th with Thanksgiving in the United States. So, the holidays are coming. Is your business ready? I know my business is not quite ready yet. I thought I had more time to do this. And I went to go look at the calendar and I was like, holy shit, it's time to start planning out my holiday sales. So I'm getting ready for it. But are you guys? Today we're going to be talking about what you can do to start your holiday sales and the different type of things you can do for your sales and kind of just like some planning things. So first, holiday sales are going to be huge for businesses this year. Since it's the end of the year, the beginning of 2020, a lot of people are getting ready to start the new decade off right, which means they're all looking forward to buying new things for themselves, for their businesses. So if you have like a product or a service geared towards that or geared towards just people in general, then now is your time to sell. And honestly, I feel like it's going to be a big year for sales. So if you guys didn't know, like I said, they start on November 28th with Thanksgiving in the United States. If you're outside of the United States and you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but Cyber 5 sales, which is like the week of cyber sales, it'll be 5 straight days of sales, starts November 28th. So keep that in mind. Then November 29th, a month from tomorrow, is a Black Friday. Now, I'm not sure if other people outside of the United States celebrate it or if they do anything for it, but I know it is such a huge shopping day here in the United States. So, Black Friday is November 29th. November 30th is Small Business Saturday. Now, this is geared towards shopping from small businesses. So, if you have like a small product or service-based business, this would be your big day to capitalize on or the big type of sale to capitalize on. December 1st is just the start of December, and it's the Sunday of the Cyber 5 sale. There's no official, like, celebratory sale thing going on that day, but it is still a sale day, and a lot of people do offer sales. And then the end of the week wraps up December 2nd with Cyber Monday, which is the biggest online shopping day. Now, there are other holiday shopping days after that. December 3rd is Giving Tuesday. December 9th is Green Monday. It's the second Monday of December, and they say it's the best retail sales day, but it's not. It's always Cyber Monday. And then December 14th is Free Shipping Day. So if you have a business that ships a lot of things, this would be for you, where you'd offer free shipping with a guaranteed delivery by Christmas Eve. And then the holidays start December 22nd with Hanukkah. December 24th is Christmas Eve. December 25th is Christmas Day. December 26th is the day after Christmas, which is a big sales day, believe it or not. That's usually when people go out and they decide to return Christmas presents or go and use their gift cards. That's when that all starts. And then December 31st is New Year's Eve. So as you can see, there's a lot of dates coming up and a lot of planning that needs to get done before that. So what are you going to offer for your cyber sales, for your holiday sales? Now, there's a couple of different things that you can do. You could do like a special course of something you want to teach but haven't yet, or like a special course you've been holding on to, a special membership maybe for your service or product. You could have like, say you have a coaching business for new mothers and you want to launch that as like a cyber gift on Cyber Monday. So you can go, here's my thing. Start promoting it like probably next week. Get the word out there that, hey, if you're looking for this, we have a big Cyber Monday sale coming on Cyber Monday, so stay tuned. And just do something like that. You could also do a bundle. I know that's what I'm going to be doing. But you can take a bunch of your most popular products that you think would work really well together and bundle them up, slap a discount on it. As weird as it sounds, put a little discount on it. So take the price of all of the things, add that together, then take away 20 to 25% and put that as your price for the bundle. That will show people that they're getting a discount from the product, but you're not losing a ton of money on it either. So here's an inside look at my bundle because I am working on it. So my bundle is going to be a small business bundle because I want to really capitalize on Small Business Saturday. So I'm going to be doing a small business week sale. And my bundle will have a website template. It will have two different courses. It'll have my Content That Converts course, and then it'll have an email marketing course for Flowdesk. Then I will also have 3 free coaching calls in it, but they aren't actually free. And then I will also have a few other things here and there, like email templates and just certain other things that I know will help small businesses, like a tool guide and things like that, that will help these small businesses. And I will be marketing that towards all different types of small businesses, whether they're service providers or store owners. This will be geared towards them. And for mine, I'm thinking of a price about $497. Now, putting all together all of the prices, usually if I were to just do 3 coaching calls, that would be about $197. Same for the Content That Converts course. And my website templates are $299. So doing $497 is a nice, it's a big discount from what it actually would cost to buy each of those things separately. So it gives people the initiative to be like, oh, hey, this is a great discount. I could definitely go for that. So that's what I plan on doing for my business. Of course, if you have a different type of business, you could do something different. But that's what I plan on doing. And then another thing you can offer is like a special product discount. So say you sell like baby onesies. I don't know why babies just popped in my head, but they did. And you want to do like a Cyber Week sale. And you decide to take your favorite, like your most popular ones, put a 10% discount on them, and sell that as like a, hey, here's our Cyber Week sale. Why don't you shop now, or do like a buy one, get one half off, that sort of thing. Just to like give people a reason to shop and give them more of a reason to come back to you later on. So yeah, those are the different types of offers that will work well for Cyber Monday, for like Cyber Week, holiday sales, that sort of thing. Now, how are you going to start prepping? Oh, prepping. We all hate it. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it here. We all hate prepping because, you know, you just want to, like, you're so excited for it. You immediately want to get it out there. But with something like this, you just can't. You have to put a lot of time and effort into prepping for this. And so you need a plan and like different types of things to go into it. So the first thing that I feel like you should really start working on is your evergreen content and your lead magnets. Now, you're like, oh, what is that? Well, your evergreen content is the free content you put out on your podcast, through your YouTube channel, on your blog, that sort of thing. Like this right now, what I'm talking about, this is evergreen content. And so you're going to want to start working on that and start working on your lead magnets, which are the things that will bring people into your email list. Because you can't just have evergreen content just going out there. You have to have a way to bring those listeners in and put them on your list so that you can start trying to sell to them. So those are things you should definitely work on. I'd say start with figuring out what your offer is and then building your evergreen and your lead magnet content around that. So if you're selling like baby onesies and you have a YouTube channel, then start talking about like how to store them properly and things like that. Or if you have a copywriting business and you're working on selling a bundle, then start a bundle or course, start talking about whatever your bundle topic is or whatever your course topic is in different pieces of content, but don't give away the content that you have in your course just yet, because that's when your lead magnet comes in. To get people to sign up for your list, you have to give them something with some sort of like beef to it. So if you want people to, say, sign up for your email list, offer them a free guide of some kind, a free PDF of some kind, that will just help them out a lot. Just say you have your copywriting business, like I was talking about earlier, and you're working on a course on copywriting. Offer your lead magnet to be a how-to, an email template. That sort of thing. Just something simple and easy that you can pull together very, very quickly, that you can set up with like an email series, like a welcome series, and put it in the links to your podcast episode, your YouTube channel, embed it in your blog posts. Anything you can do to bring people in from that evergreen content to download that lead magnet, because that'll go to our next part of building your email series and sales funnel. So evergreen content brings people to your lead magnet. Your lead magnet will bring people to your email series and sales funnel. Now, if you guys don't know, your email series for selling your holiday sales is going to be very, very, very important. I know it's a little insane, but it sounds insane. But this is going to be the series of emails you're going to be putting out, talking about the type of content you create or the type of things you do for your business. You're going to be start pitching to them, but not selling to them. So you're going to pitch, you're going to mention your sale. There's so much that goes into it that honestly, it's crazy. So you're going to have your pitch, you're going to have your not so salesy sale email, and then you're going to start announcing your product or your bundle or your course. And then you're going to start trying to drive sales to that. So then you're going to start talking more about the course, about what's inside of it, what they can do with it, what it will help them do. Then you start saying, here's when you can buy it. And then as it ticks closer, you can be like, here's how many days till the sale. Once the sale starts, here's how many days you can get the course or the bundle or the product at this discount. You'll have a countdown timer and you'll send out a few emails during that time that it's on sale. Like, hey, have you gotten this yet? Hey, time is ticking. Have you purchased yet? Oh, time is almost out. Don't miss out on this sale. Oh, time runs out in a couple hours. Make sure you make the most of the sale. That sort of thing, to just bring people into it. And that's honestly all your sales funnel is going to be, is an email series. So, of course, that's like something that you need to work out yourself, like exactly what you want those emails to be. I know if you're signed up for Flowdesk, who is an advertiser on this show, you can definitely go and just do it all very simply. They have something already set up for you. That's great. So yeah, after you like set that up, you have to design your landing pages. I say set that up after the email series, because then you know the type of content that you want on the landing page. Now, landing page, you can build on basically any platform you have, but I suggest Show It. That's the one I use the most and the one I will be using, because that's what my website and all of the templates and whatnot I design will be on. So yeah, that's what you have to design next. So it'd be a landing page where you'd have like your headline as your product. Then you talk about like, is this you, where you're calling out some issues. And then the next one would be, what if that could change? And then you say how it would change them. And then you announce your product and you give an overview of what your product is. Then you go into more detail by saying, here's what's inside. Here's what you can expect. Then you'd have a couple of like buy now buttons laced throughout there. Then you'd have where your packages are, where your sales are, where you'd say, here's how much it is, here's what you get, in like a nice convenient little tab basically that says here's this, and with a buy now button that they can click and go purchase it. Down below that there will be an intro to you, where you'll be like, hi, this is me, here's what I do. Then you'll be saying like who is this for? And you'd say like the type of people it's for and then the type of people it's not for. And then your FAQs, your frequently asked questions, where basically the things that you get asked the most about this sort of product, you list that there so people can click on it. And then you offer a link or a way for them to contact you if that's not answered. So then they can reach out and you can get that one-on-one content that'll also help you sell them on purchasing your thing. So that's what goes into your landing page. And of course, I sell a landing page template. If y'all need it, it's on my website, dreamnowmedia.com/easier. If you want to go purchase it, it's, I think, $1.99, not sure. But you could just go in and purchase it, and it's super easy to use. So definitely suggest if you need something like that. But if you don't, that's fine too. And honestly, if you haven't already, sign up for my email list. It'll be linked in the description of this episode. Because I'm thinking of giving away the sales page template as like a freebie for my sales funnel. So if that's something you're interested in, sign up for my list so you can get it when I put it out there. Again, link will be in the description. But yeah, that's how you start prepping for your holiday sales. So, this has been 15 and a half, almost 16 minutes of me just chatting with you about sales funnels and holiday sales and everything. And I know it's like crazy and you're probably like, this is so much information. What am I going to do about it? I know. You're like, oh, this is crazy. I wanted to give you guys something to help you out with this. So, down below, I will have a PDF of the holiday sales dates. So you can go and download them so you can also like start planning around your sales. So if you guys want that, it'll be linked in the description. It's basically how you can sign up for my email list. All you have to do is go put in your name and your email and you'll be sent the form thing, You'll be sent the PDF of all the dates so you can kind of like see it and start planning for your own business and get ready for the sales. So yeah, I'm going to go hop over to the ads and then we're going to get into the rest of this episode because I miss doing big episodes, so we're going to do that again. So yeah, go enjoy the ads and we'll be back with everything else for the show.
If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode. And hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for?
Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox.
This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes women sexy today. Smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes,
panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag hashtag WearLively and at WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. This week's small creator shout out goes to Amanda Genthner for her podcast Inspired for Action. Believe it or not, she actually kind of inspired this episode because I got an email from her this morning asking about about holiday sales, and I was like, holy shit, I forgot about my holiday sales. So she got me started thinking about it and gave me all of these ideas that I was like, I need to share this with everybody. So yeah, that's really why I'm doing this. And her podcast is honestly just amazing. It's called Inspired for Action. It's on any platform that you can listen to podcasts on. And it's so good. She talks about how to fix flopped launches and just like basically funnels and sales and all types of business things, which you guys know I'm obsessed with. That's why I talk about it on my podcast, why I tell you guys about it, and why I think everybody should listen to it if you have a small business or if you're looking to start one. It's just so much helpful info that you definitely need it all. So this week's small creator shout out goes to Amanda Genthner for in her podcast Inspired for Action. You can check out the link to her show down below. Yeah, so let's get on with the rest of the show. Y'all know I love music. I listen to it literally all the time in my business. And I have a song for this week that I am so fucking excited for. Now, you guys know, don't say the F word often. So if I'm excited for it, that means I really, 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 really like it. And it is Lights Up by Harry Styles. You guys know I love Harry Styles. I have since he was in One Direction. I talked about his music when he launched it previously. It's always been like a feature on my show. And I'm so excited that he put out this single, Lights Up. It's been out for a while, but I also haven't been on the podcast in a while. So I apologize for that. But yes, Lights Up is a freaking bop. I listen to it all the time. It's been on repeat recently. Like, it's all I ever listen to anymore. It's that good. I'm just so obsessed with it that I think everybody should be obsessed with it. So this week's song of the week is Lights Up by Harry Styles. You can listen to it now by searching it on any platform you listen to music. Or you can head over to Spotify and listen to the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist, where all of the music I've mentioned in the show is for you to listen to and to jam out to. If you guys are like me and you're big fans of the Halloween Town movies, then listen up. This is for you. If you guys don't subscribe to the Disney Channel YouTube channel, first of all, don't blame you, but you also would not have seen that they have been doing a live loop of the Halloween Town movies. So so far this month, they did an entire week of Halloween Town, an entire week of Halloween Town 2 Calabar's Revenge, and this week, they're doing an entire loop of Halloween Town High. I know, it just started this morning. I'm literally so excited. I think I'm going to go watch it as soon as I get off recording this episode because I just love it so much. But they are showing it for free. There's no ads or anything. It's just on a continual loop for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can definitely go and check it out. I really enjoy it. Ooh, hiccup. But yeah, it's just great. So if you guys want to go and relive your teenage years or your kid years where you loved Halloween Town, then go check out the Disney Channel YouTube channel where they have the movie playing on a loop. Go watch it. Go show me that you're watching it by tagging me in Instagram stories on Instagram at DreamNowMedia. So yeah, Halloween Town, if you enjoy it, go watch it on the Disney Channel YouTube channel. And with that, it's time to sign off of the episode. I know, you're like, but you just came back, don't leave yet. I don't want to leave, guys, but I have holiday sales to plan, and so do you. So, guys, go download the holiday sales dates, like the important holiday sales dates that everybody should know coming up very, very, very soon. Again, it'll be linked in the description. All you have to do is go click there, put in your name and your email. It'll be emailed to you. You'll officially be on the list. So when I start putting out my holiday sales and start announcing that, you'll be there. And you'll also get the free Show It landing page template, which is worth $200. So who doesn't want it for free? Yeah, so get ready for that and for all of the amazing things coming up. If you guys want to check out anything that's ever mentioned in this podcast, head to dreamnowmedia.com/links, and there is our link hub for all things podcast. If you guys didn't know, that's where you can find everything. So go to there, check it out. You can find the playlist, you can find the Halloween Town stream, everything. And yeah, just connect, sign up for the email list. Follow me on Instagram at DreamNowMedia and tag me. If you guys like the episode, if you like the show, please go and give it a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. If you listen on there, just go and give it 5 stars and leave some nice kind words or not so kind words if that's what you feel like doing about the podcast, because it helps people find this show. It helps me put the show out there and give it to more people and just share my information with everybody. If that's something you want to do, and I hope you do, because I would love to grow this community. I'm sure you would too. So go give this podcast a 5-star rating. Check out all the links at dreamnowmedia.com/links. It'll be linked in the description of the episode. And get ready for Friday's episode, because yes, I'm doing 2 episodes this week, so be ready. I will be back soon with another episode. I love you guys. Bye.
3 Creative Boss Babe Podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode.